Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our program. It's good to have you tuned in. Nice to have a little bit of rain across parts of the Metroplex this morning, parts that have remained fairly dry for much of the summer. And nice to have a chance to talk gardening. Give us a call right now. That's what we're going to need more than anything else in this program. If I could wave a little wand right now, it would be to get you to hop on over to the phone and punch in these numbers, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. It's a sleepy morning with the clouds in parts of North Texas. I realize there are parts listening that don't have the clouds, but in any event, it's a sleepy Sunday morning, and so good chance to get a jump on people. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, because we're going to be looking toward early fall gardening as we get into things over the next 2 hours, things you can do now and things you'll be wanting to do in the next couple, 3 or 4 weeks. Very important and very, very timely things. Don't you dare miss this program today. We're going to start the program out with Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil, and isn't it wonderful to have rain?
It is so great to have a little bit of rain, and hopefully the weather gods will get the message that it's appreciated, and maybe this will start a trend. We hope so. You have a tale of two rock roses.
Well, I do. We have a couple of plants by the name of rock rose in the garden. One is our native rock rose, that is Pavonia lasiopetala. This is a deciduous perennial native to Texas. It gets about 3 feet tall and wide. It blooms May through September, takes full-to-part sun, dry or irrigated soils. It's woody at the base and then more herbaceous at the top. It has heart-shaped leaves and open branching and then satiny pink hibiscus-like flowers about an inch in diameter. And this plant just thrives in the heat. We have it in our trial garden. We have it at in our water conservation garden. So they're exposed to full sun, reflected heat. It reseeds easily, so you'll have quite a few coming up around. And we even have one growing out of a boulder or a rock, so hence the name rock rose.
All right, not related to roses at all. It is actually a hibiscus relative,
yes.
Hence your reference there. It's a Pavonia lasiopetala, lasio, L-A-S-I-O-P-E-T-L. A-L-A. Sorry about that. I stammered a bit, but really beautiful. Now, you have another one you want to talk about. Sounds like it's not from around here.
No, it's called the Brazilian rock rose. It also is a semi-woody shrub that nearly freezes to the ground in the winter. It also gets about 3 feet tall and wide, has small hibiscus-like flowers that are white with a red center. And this also blooms May through September. It's very drought and heat tolerant. Suitable for xeriscapes. You can shear this to keep it compact. It does reseed easily, but it's a great performer. We have it in several places.
The pavonias are really pretty plants, the rock roses. Folks, it's just another example of hibiscus relatives that are adapted to the heat and that are wonderful in our landscapes. This is one group that, to a small degree, gets overlooked a little too often. Now, you have an event coming up in just, what is that, 2 or 3 weeks, I guess, Art in the Garden. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a juried art show. This is the seventh year for it. It will be September 5 through 7 in the Garden Center as a part of Gallery Night in Fort Worth. We will have over 65 selections of juried art for sale, jewelry, oils, acrylics, watercolors, sculpture, you name it. But I'll have more details in the future.
All right. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. A 24-hour information phone number?
That is 817-392-5510.
And then finally, Steve, if you could give the website the easiest of all parts.
Well, it is fwbg.org.
Folks, the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is, what are you, 80 years old now, something like that?
Yes.
Getting pretty close.
Yes.
And if you have not been to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden in those 80 years, you might want to go. It's been enough time, and it is beautiful. There are parts of that garden that are absolutely historic, dating back to WPA days, and then you get into the newcomers, like the Japanese garden, only 35 or 40 years old.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. What a wonderful place, and with a little bit of respite from the summertime with a rain, good day to go. Thank you, Steve.
Well, Thank you.
You're wonderful. He is a senior horticulturist there at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by WhizQ Stone. Coincidentally, the Japanese garden was a stone quarry before it turned into a landfill, before it turned into then eventually the beautiful Japanese garden. And stone quarry is just absolutely perfect for an ad for WhizQ Stone. I don't think they got their stone there, but WhizQ Stone, they founded in 1983. They are experts in stone and stone work. Now, they don't do the installation of the stone at your home, but they have contacts in the industry, the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association industry, who can do the very best, incredible job of using their stone in your landscape. Or if it's a do-it-yourself kind of a project that you just want to have some fun with, this is a 22-acre playground. You go out there and choose stone. They will be there alongside you to advise you. They'll put you on a cart and take you around the place. You can choose your stone and load your stone if you have a truck or trailer, or they'll deliver the stone, or they will refer you to a landscape contractor who can do all of that for you. They're just great. They are leaders in the nursery industry. I was at the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association convention banquet, the awards banquet, night before last on Friday night. And Derek Wisnan, the third generation, was mentioned as one of the ones who had helped set everything up. Mike has brought him up so right. It's just fun. Mike Wisnan is very active in TNLA at the state level. What a highly revered business, and rightfully so. Best stone yard you'll ever see. WhizQ Stone at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. They are open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. WHIZ-Q.com. It's WhizQ Stone.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve. Soft-spoken, wonderful guy and an advocate for trees, if ever there was one. Steve Hauser from Arborological Services. All right, we go to our first call today, and that's going to be Brenda in Mineola. Brenda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate your call. How can I help you?
I live between Mineola and Quitman, right by the Lake Fort Creek, and where most of the soil here is kind of sandy and it grows really well. I have really kind of compacted clay soil right here on the top of a knoll. And I have rabbits, and I use the rabbits in the wintertime. I save the rabbit berries and the hay, and I'm, you know, mixing in them in the soil. But it seems like my vegetables aren't growing. You know, it's good fertilizer, but what else do I need to add to that for that heavy clay soil?
Okay. The best thing you can add to, and this is going to sound like I'm echoing what you just said, but I'm going to make an amendment to it, a change. The best thing that you can add to any soil, whether it's clay or sand, as long as you live wherever you live, will be organic matter. And that could take the place, take the form of manure, well-rotted manure, or it could be compost, or it could be pine bark mulch or sphagnum peat moss or other forms of organic matter. Those are the four big ones as far as consumers are concerned. The problem I hear in what you've been adding is it may be a little too fresh. It needs to compost for a year or so until you can't recognize what you're putting into the soil, till it has decayed enough that it's not recognizable as hay and rabbit manure. And if it still is recognizable, then it's going to tie up nitrogen and stunt the growth of your plants. Plus, that alone, that's just one source of organic matter. You really need a blend of all of those. I would think, Brenda, just knowing Mineola and East Texas like I do, I would think that you could probably very easily get some soil, build raised beds, get some soil from nearby, bring it in, and then add organic matter to that and have a better garden than if you just stick up on top of that hill and go with the soil that was left there after thousands of years of erosion. It's just a thought. It might be easier.
That sounds like a good idea. I actually did age this and added it in and tilled it in, and it seems like I'm just lacking some other kind of mineral.
Well, you're probably lacking nitrogen because hay is not a good soil amendment. It's not a good thing to add, and hay added into had it added into a compost pile really doesn't do much for the compost pile. You need richer, there's not much in hay, and so if that's the...
I thought the rabbit the rabbit droppings would...
They would, yeah. If it's been a year or so since they hit the ground, then that would be good. But if it's less than that, I'm just concerned that you're tying up nitrogen. Clay soils tend to hold the middle number, phosphorus, in excess, and often we see plants that are just starved for nitrogen. That's going to be my suggestion, would be rework the garden with a little new soil, maybe 5 or 6 inches of sandy loam soil from down the street somewhere, and raise the bed, which is important anyway, and then add what you've added if you wish, but add the 3 or 4 or 5 inches of the other things too.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that should work for you. And rototill it down about a foot or 15 inches, and you'll have a good garden soil. Got to run. I appreciate your call so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, folks, we are wrapping up today and tomorrow the offer that I've had on the air here now for about 10 or 12 weeks, and that is that you can save almost $10. Instead of paying $23.95, you pay $14 for a subscription to my magazine when you buy it with my book and the book on sale as well. My brand new book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and it is a real improvement. It's my opinion. I mean, I'm the guy, but people are telling me that everywhere I go. They look at it and say, wow, there's a lot more information. It's not quite as big as the second of the boot books, but it has so much more information. Wait till you see the charts that make it so easy to choose the best plants for anything you need. You need a color themed, you're having a Halloween party in mid-October in your backyard ahead of Halloween, and you want oranges and dark colors and things, right there. It's there on that chart to help you choose the plants that will give you exactly that. That's just one bizarre example. But the book has chapters, basics, then the calendar of activities of what to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. That's a 48-page chapter. And then individual chapters on trees and shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, lawns, how to have beautiful lawn, fruit and vegetables, big chapters on fruit and vegetable crops. Now, each of those chapters took me about a month to write. The book is not in stores. I chose this time to self-publish. The only way you can get it is to order it from my magazine office, and this special offer will run out at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. We have extra people at the office this morning, and the office will be open extra long until 11 o'clock this morning to take your order. And the price of the book alone is $28.95, regular $32.95. The magazine, when bought with the book, instead of $23.95, is just $14. So book alone is $28.95, book and magazine $42.95, $7 tax and postage on either offer. Now, your satisfaction is guaranteed to every penny. Remember, these are not on Amazon, they're not in stores. The only way to get them is to order by calling 1-800-752-GROW before 11 this morning or tomorrow during the daytime. 1-800-752-GROW, or you can order online anytime today at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Shades of Green's summer perennial sale continues through the end of August while supplies last. This is a wonderful sale for you. Discover the power of Texas Tough perennials with great deals. Buy 2 1-gallon perennials, get a third one for free. Buy 1 3-gallon perennial, get one for free. You see the crepe myrtles around town? Are they calling your name? Well, this is the time to plant a colorful crepe myrtle, or better yet, 5 or 10 or 20. Shades of Green in Frisco carries a huge variety of various colors and sizes, container grown, and great big bald and burlap plants, ready to go to a place in your landscape. They'll help you pick the best place, take photos and take measurements and drawings, and they'll help you match up exactly. Give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. They specialize in low maintenance and low water requirement landscaping ideas. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green Inc. INC period. Well, that's the dot com. Or stop by and visit them at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Shades of Green is the right plant, right place. And let me tell you also, those of us in Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney appreciate their support with this ad of the 5K, 10K, and Fun Run coming up September 27. They're one of our sponsors. Shades of Green, 7401 Coit Road, 972-335-9095. That's in Frisco, shadesofgreeninc.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
You heard the voice of Steve Hauser just a few minutes ago welcoming you to my program. Steve is the founder, co-founder, and owner of Arborological Services, serving Dallas and Tarrant and the surrounding counties, parts of the surrounding counties. I don't want to get them too widespread. Steve chose many years ago to keep his company at a size that would be manageable and where they could give the level of care for trees that no one could even come close to, and that's where they are. They've won the awards. Some of those awards are named for their people. They have won the awards. They have shown the way to better tree care. Whether you just need complete regular routine tree maintenance, or I'm not sure there's anything routine about tree maintenance. There's so much that you don't realize about trees when you just look up into their canopies. But the people at Arborological Services see things that mere mortals like you and like me that we miss. They are really good. Fertilizing, pruning, cabling, and bracing, insect and disease control, consultation, damage assessment, and appraisal. They do all that. They do a whole lot more. Phone number for Arborological Services, the only company that will ever touch my trees. They're coming in a week or two. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. On the web, arborological.com. Arborological Services. All right, we have a phone line open to the program right now. If you have a plant question, please call right now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go to Bob in Plano. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Love your book. Have
Thank
given
you.
It out at several times as gifts.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey, we have a couple mature cedar elms out front. And starting about the first of the month, we have lots of little leaf clusters that are dropping off, and it seems to be predominantly close to the drip line rather than toward the base of the tree.
Well, and that the reason for that is that, first of all, the little twigs are all going to be out around the drip line. You get back up into the tree, there are very few little twigs, and even if there were some at the top of the tree, they're going to bound out and bounce off the canopy to get out by the drip line. I see that. I see that in parking lots. I see a lot of places, and I've had several people ask about it on Facebook. It happens every year, Bob. I've had it on my own tree. I have a big cedar elm. I never paid a lot of attention to it. It is only cosmetic. It's never caused a moment's problem. I think it's probably birds picking them off, but sometimes there are so many of them, and I don't see that level of bird activity that it may not be. There might be a very minor insect involved, but it is really not a problem. It's really not a problem.
That's great news. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, just keep the tree otherwise properly watered. I mean, if three new little branches sprouted, twigs sprout out where this pruning has been done, this 2 or 3 inch twig has been lost, you're not going to notice that anything happened in 6 months. It's you're fine. You're good to go.
Good deal. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Margaret in Granbury. Margaret, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Margaret.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
I have a problem with hackberry trees. They're all around our neighborhood, but two or three of them are growing in my fence.
Okay.
And we need to get them cut down before they tear up the fence.
How large are the trunks, Margaret?
one of them is about 3 to 4 inches.
Okay.
And the other one is a clump because I had doctored on it and killed part of it, but it's about, at the ground level, it's about 8 inches or more.
Okay. The way that you can kill a tree that is growing where you don't want a tree is to cut it off just an inch or so above the ground and or wherever you can get a saw to it, but that would be ideal. Cut it just above the ground, and then you're going to put a weed killer into the stump. And the way you do that is to drill holes into the stump. The holes should be about the size of your little finger for stumps of that size.
Okay.
And you about the size and length of your little finger. You don't want to go too far in. And it's very important that you do it in the middle, well, not necessarily dead center, but within the wood of the trunk. You don't want to crack the outside. If you penetrate to the outside where the liquid you're going to pour in would run out, then don't use that hole. Just leave it alone. But anyway, your goal is to make, for a 4-inch stump, I would say probably 5 reservoirs that size. They may not be quite as big as your little finger, but pencil size or so reservoirs. And then you can use a tin can that you have crimped to make a spout and just pour a broadleafed weed killer, and I'll explain what that is, to fill each of those reservoirs. It will soak into the wood. It will be carried out to the roots. It will kill the stump, and the stump then will decay. And hackberries take a year or two to decay, but that'll keep them from sprouting back again. You might come back a day later and fill them a second time. A broadleafed weed killer will probably have 3 different ingredients, and one of them, here's the clue, the thing that you're looking for, if you have this, then you have a broadleafed weed killer. It will contain 2,4-D. You'll see a long chemical formulation that will begin with the number 2, and then a comma, the number 4, a hyphen, and the initial D, ABCD. So it's 2,4-D, and that's what you want to buy. If it has those other active ingredients, that's okay. Just pour it into those holes at full strength, right out of the can.
Oh, I thank you. I try to keep the little ones that come up in the flower beds. I try to keep them dug out.
Yeah, we all get a lot of hackberry trees. The birds love them, and the trees are prolific. Hey, I hope that helps you. I appreciate your call, Margaret.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break for news right now and with Major Logan, and then we'll come back to Jack in Lamar County, Atlanta, and Crescent. I want to tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now with a great deal of pride. I love doing ads for Dallas Plumbing. They are our go-to plumbing company for anything that we need, also for heating and air conditioning services. Dallas Plumbing Company has been providing plumbing services to the Dallas area and Fort Worth area, now homes and businesses, since 1903. I don't know when they first went to Tarrant County, but I'll bet it was a long time ago. They are real servants. 111 years in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Dallas Plumbing Company's earned multiple awards, Consumer Choice Award winner, Best Plumber in D Magazine. The list goes on and on. Right now, they're offering twice a year cooling and heating maintenance for about $12 a month. That's what we have on our air conditioning systems at our house. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with the Dallas Plumbing Company Air Conditioning and Heating Silver Star Service Plan. It's $145 a year for one unit, and then additional units only $95 per year for each additional. And we have 3 units at our home, and they come out and service each of them twice a year. year. Love that service. You can call them at 214-340-6300 for more information on the Silver Star Service Plan. 214-340-6300. Use that same number for any kind of plumbing issues you might have, heating or air conditioning immediate service that you might need. They do it all. Dowse Plumbing Company has a complete kitchen and bath, faucet and fixture showroom, and that's at 11055 Plano Road, about a mile north of LBJ. 11055 Plano Road, and it's open Monday through Friday, business hours, and then Saturday mornings as well. Dallas Plumbing, again, the number 214-340-6300, or go to dallasplumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
Oh, I am so proud to have Wortham Brothers Roofing as a sponsor here. What a great and leading company they are in roofing. They have done, 60,000 roofs in the Metroplex in 27 years in the business. They have crews installing roofs every day. They're just amazing, and they're very friendly and outgoing and ready to help you. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, they meet their goal. With every homeowner, it's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. They are there to be your servant, as I used in the previous ad. Same reference applies here, and they will do you a great job. And I like these people. Texas is no stranger to severe storms. They can cause heavy damage to thousands of local roofs. This morning storms could have gotten a little more serious in a hurry. They didn't, thank heavens, I don't think for most people. But that's the sort of thing that can pop up very quickly. And that's when Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788 can schedule your free roof inspection. Visit wbroofing.com. That's when they can step to your rescue. Again, let me give you that phone number, 972-562-5788. Many insurance companies have time limits on filing a claim for storm damage, so call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 or go to wbroofing.com and have your roof inspected before the claim expires, before you list your home, before you change insurance carriers. Call Wortham Brothers. Very important that you do that. 972-562-5788. It's time right now that we check in with WBAP 24/7 News. And here's Major Logan. Major, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. It is now 8:33 from the WBAP 24/7 News desk. I'm Major Logan. A state of emergency has now been declared in Ferguson, Missouri. That story coming up after we check up your traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch accident northbound I-35E at Loop 12 Walton Walker. Vehicle struck the wall there. Southbound I-35E at Lake Dallas Drive and Shady Shores Road. Accident blocking the right and center lanes. And also westbound LBJ at Jupiter Road. Accident taking out your right lane. And now the WBAP 24/7 forecast and severe weather outlook. Let's check in now with Chief Meteorologist Brad Barton.
Good morning, Major. And for people who aren't normally up this time of day, I guess the weather woke you up. So welcome to the Neil Sperry Program on WBAP. It's on every morning starting at 8. But it is kind of a rude awakening for some folks who like to sleep in on Sunday mornings. What we have right now, we have a flash flood warning that is in effect until 9 o'clock for Collin County. Now, the heaviest rains are over in Collin County temporarily, but we did have a report that Franklin Branch or Franklin Creek, and I think that's fairly close to the McKinney Boyd High School, the Cockrell Middle School, not too far from 380 and Hardin Road, that the portions of Franklin Creek were near bank full. And we saw what was probably close to 3 inches of rainfall in less than an hour's time in an area of Collin County just to the west of McKinney, real close to the intersection of Highway 380 and 75 Central. So that's why Collin County is under a flash flood warning until 9. Now, it's still pretty active on radar. We have heavy thunderstorms underway right now from Corinth and Louisville down to the Colony, down through the Carrollton Farmers Branch Coppell area, down along Loop 12 through Irving, back to East Arlington, all the way down to Mansfield. So kind of dividing the Dallas-Tarrant County line, drifting slowly to the east. Heaviest activity again from Louisville down to about Mansfield, covering western Dallas County and parts of eastern Tarrant County, moving slowly to the east. A lot of lightning. We probably had, 13,000, 14,000 people without power. so far this morning. Hundreds of individual power outages because of the lightning, but not so much in the wind. And flooding is certainly going to be a problem in a localized basis, especially around Louisville right now with 121 or 161 or 190, any of the toll roads. Also around the I-35 Stemmons construction areas in Louisville, those could be pretty rough as well. We'll keep advised. Live from the WBAP Weather Center, meteorologist Brad Barton.
Thank you for that update, Brad. Currently it's 76 degrees at DFW. Divers have recovered the body of a man who drowned on Lake Levan. That, according to Captain Tony Norton with the Texas Fish and Game, he said the man dove off the top deck of a party boat and struck a swimmer in the water.
You know, those party boats are designed to cruise around the lake and, you know, stay on the deck. But you run a hazard of jumping off into shallow water or jumping off and hitting somebody, like in this case, or hitting some object that you can't see underneath the water.
One parishioner and church leader was treated following a fire that destroyed a North Texas church. The Fort Worth Fire Department says nobody was inside Rise and Shine Church of Christ during that blaze yesterday morning. And the state of emergency declaration intended to cut down on looting in racially charged Ferguson, Missouri, has had its first real test. WBAP's Jim Ryan is there and says the jury is out on the effectiveness of the curfew.
As the new overnight curfew took effect, some demonstrators were still on the street. And while there was not a repeat of Saturday morning's widespread looting and arson, there was a shooting among the protesters, and a man was critically hurt. Seven people were arrested for failure to disperse. No one has said how long the curfew will stand. It's now been 8 days since the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown near that same spot. In Ferguson, Missouri, Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
Again, a high today, 98, currently 76 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. And let me tell you about today's SPCA of Texas dog. His name is Zeus. And you say, ooh, he sounds big. He's not that big. I was kind of surprised. I read through. I thought, ooh, I have a big dog. Friendly boy who loves everybody he meets. Zeus is a 9-month-old Shar Pei mix, weighing in at 51 pounds. He has a handsome golden coat with soulful brown eyes. Zeus loves to play, especially loves toys. Now, what 9-month-old doesn't? He'd also love to go on daily walks. If you let him, Zeus will cuddle with you all day long. Zeus is ready for you now at the SPCA shelter in McKinney. If you're looking for a new best dog, you need to go to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Zeus today. Funniest guy around. That's the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center, and they're easy to find at 8411 Stacy Road. That's just east of Custer. Stacy exits off Central, exits off 121, exits out of downtown Frisco via Main Street. It turns into Stacy when you get to Custer. So, man, Stacy just kind of goes all around the world, and you just need to get to 8411 Stacy Road in southwest McKinney, and you'll find Zeus and a lot of other wonderful dogs and cats and probably a goat or something else there. If you want to see all of the pets that they have available for adoption at the SPCA of Texas, go to spca.org/find-a-pet. I mean, I kidded about the goat, but you'll see a lot of unusual animals pop up in that. They really are trying to help these animals find wonderful homes. 8411 Stacy Road, open noon to 6, 7 days a week, including today. The SPCA of Texas shelter in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road, also noon to 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas report for the Pet of the Week. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is available to you now, and it's on sale. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It is so much better than the book you will find in the bookstores. That's my complete guide to Texas gardening. It's now 23 years old. Lone Star Gardening is not available in stores, not available on Amazon, only from my magazine office and at my website. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. The book is normally $32.95, get it for $28.95 for a very limited time, just days longer. The better offer, save on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. It's only $14, regular $23.95. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Order by calling 1-800-752-GROW or from neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Thank you very much. And that offer expires tomorrow at 5. Our office is open until 11 today. That offer expires tomorrow. So you need to call before 11 today or during the day tomorrow. 1-800-752-GROW with an O. 1-800-752-GROW. Or you can order from neilsperry.com. I have for you now a very important message from the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to that heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important you start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. And then second, you want a fertilizer. Remember, the water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all of the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. And by the way, you'll hear me do an ad a little later for Scotts Halts Crabgrass Preventer, Halts brand crabgrass preventer, but I'm going to be talking about it at this time of year for an application the first week of September to prevent the winter grasses, annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass. That's Halts applied the first week of September, and it would be for annual bluegrass, Poa annua. You know how many dozens of calls we get on the air here in the spring. What's that little grass that's growing in my lawn? How can I kill it? The only chance that you get, the only chance, is to prevent it with a pre-emergent. Halts is a pre-emergent. First week of September. We'll talk about that more later from Scotts Miracle-Gro. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. Let's go back to the phone lines to Jack in Lamar County. Jack, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How may I help?
Well, I've got a small orchard here. I've only got like 12 peach trees, and they're in their second summer. I've sprayed them, not obviously I didn't spray them enough. I've sprayed them like six times this summer with malathion, and the grasshoppers have just decimated them. There's no leaves left on these trees. And my question is, will these trees survive and come back next spring?
Yes, sir. They will survive. It weakens them some, especially at that extent of damage. You may get some regrowth this fall. I think I might even be tempted to fertilize them right now and try to get one more burst of growth out of them this fall. I don't think that would be a bad thing. I would do it pretty quickly, and I might put out a half-rate application of fertilizer. You don't want to boost them too much. And then in the spring, again, with a good bit of nitrogen to get more leaf growth. There are several things on grasshoppers. First, they are extremely mobile, and they have been the bane of farmers forever, just because they can fly half a mile or a mile from a grassy field into your landscape. They do not prefer peach trees. And if there are high weeds somewhere, they're probably living there, eating there, and then breeding there. And if there's any way to keep those mowed down so that it makes it harder for them to find the peach trees, that would help. And the spray that you used is probably what I would use, malathion or one of the other general purpose insecticides that has label clearance for use on peaches. And once the peaches are off the trees, it's not quite as critical that you use something that is cleared for use while they have fruit on them. But anyway, I would go online I'd probably do two searches, both through Texas A&M. One would be Aggie Horticulture, grasshoppers, peaches. I just enter that much. That's the Texas A&M Horticulture website. Aggie Horticulture, if you just search for this in Google or Yahoo, Aggie Horticulture, peaches, grasshoppers. And that'll put you onto their fact sheets of control for them in orchards. And then the other one I would do is probably Texas A&M Entomology, peaches, grasshoppers, and see what the entomologists have to say for it too. Those are going to be your best sources of really detailed help on an orchard basis. It's a small orchard, but still an orchard. So
I hope
that helps.
Just, I was just concerned that the trees are just dead. But
no, they'll come back. It's certainly not anything you would wish for them. They need that the leaves to be there to provide nutrition for next year. But
sure.
You know, peaches are difficult, as you're finding. That's the least of the worries. I always am so much more worried with peach tree borers. Now that we don't have a good borer preventive, this would normally be the time I'd be telling people to put out a borer prevention product, and we just don't have much. While you're looking on those websites, look that one up too and see if they have anything new to recommend. We kind of got set back about 40 years when we lost Lorz Ban as a borer preventive.
Right. Well, listen, Neil, thank you very much.
You are welcome very much. I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Let me go to Lana in Crescent. Lana, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Lana, you there? All right, you know what, Robert, are you there?
Yes, can
okay.
You hear me?
Yeah, I've been waiting on you. How can I help you?
Hi, just want to let you know we love the new book and
thank
we
you.
Love the magazine.
Thank you.
And I have a question. We have two golden rain trees that we've had for 2 years. When I purchased them from an online nursery, they came kind of spindly. So my husband's done a great job at kind of thickening up the trunks, and we have the new little feeder limbs that we're leaving on to help maintain that. However, they're each about 5.5 feet tall now. One in the front yard actually put on a bloom spike this summer, and other than grasshoppers, it's still looking beautiful and green.
Mm-hmm.
The back one has not bloomed yet.
You don't want it to. You don't want it to for several years, but go ahead.
Okay. What's happening on the one in the backyard, the leaves are turning yellow. And they've started like from the whole
bottom.
Crown. Yes. And I don't know how far they're going to go up.
Well, let me explain two or three things. Yeah, let me explain two or three things. Golden rain trees, in my experience, I've raised them for almost all of my life, and they are, first of all, they're kind of hard to find in nurseries, and if you do find them, if they're in pots, then that's great because you get all the roots, but they're a little bit hard to transplant, harder than other trees, at least in my experience. There's a greater mortality rate or a greater setback where they have to kind of regroup and start over again. If those were spindly little seedlings or transplants when you got them, I might have been tempted at that time, not so much now probably, but I might have been tempted to cut them back to within about 4 or 5 inches of the ground. I don't know how tall they were. If I'm envisioning 18 or 20 inches.
I think they were almost 3 feet.
Okay, well, I might have been tempted to cut them back to a foot or so and force them to send a new shoot up. They'd send up several. Then I would have selected the strongest one just because they if they're spindly, they're just weak, and leaving all of that top growth can really drag them down for a period of time. Sure, they would have a crook in the trunk when you did that to them, and that crook will be absorbed by the increase in the diameter of the trunk within the first year or two, so that you'll never even notice it 3 years out. That's what I might have done. We are where we are. The thing probably tried to bloom because it was kind of the survival of the species. It said, man, I better get some seeds made. I'm not feeling too good, kind of a deal. And
mm-hmm.
I hope I'm wrong on that, but you don't want young plants to bloom before they really have grown well and established themselves, because that takes energy from them. It takes a lot of energy. The yellowing. Yellowing tells me that a plant... Well, I'm going to use the same phrase, doesn't feel well. It is the plant equivalent to us, to our calling the doctor saying, I don't feel good, at which point the doctor says, well, what's wrong? Well, I don't know. And that's the way it is with yellowing. Yellowing could be, in this case is not probably, but could be due to too much water. It could be due to a gas leak. It could be due to a lot of things, too much shade. But in this case, it probably is a tree that has gotten too dry because it may not have enough roots to keep up with the top growth that it has because of the fact it was spindly when it was planted. Or it may just have gotten too dry at some point. Those elderly, if you think about a poinsettia plant you have at Christmas, let it wilt one time and you have a palm tree poinsettia. It drops all the bottom leaves. They turn yellow. They fall off. And that's kind of what it sounds like this is doing. I would keep them well watered, watered very well, and I'd put nitrogen on them probably about the first or middle of March next year, a nitrogen lawn fertilizer, all nitrogen, to get them to grow well.
Okay, my husband uses the Ross root feeder, the deep root feeder on all his trees. And when the yellowing started on the one, he gave it some nitrogen. That was probably a month ago. All the grass around it is green, and yet the yellowing kind of is continuing. Should I
my point was that the tree just can't access enough moisture because it didn't have enough root system. Was this sold to you bare-rooted or in a pot?
No, they came in pots.
All right. It probably just has outgrown its root system. If they were 30 inches tall, they may have been root-bound. Who knows? By the way, the root-feeding rods, let me put it differently. Trees' roots are in the top foot of soil. Young trees' mm-hmm. roots are in the top 6 inches of soil. So the root feeder should have been inserted maybe 2 or 3 inches into the ground. No more. Because
okay.
if you go deeper than that, you miss the roots. I do not have, I do have one left over from 40 years ago. I use it to probe for pipes. It's the only thing I do with it.
Okay.
I'm not an advocate of root feeding rods.
Okay.
I think they put the water and the nutrients in too confined an area and too far down in the soil.
Mid-March, we should just use
I'm not going to give you brands, but a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer, and just fertilize them at as you're fertilizing the lawn. If you want to wait till 1st of April, that'd be fine. But sometime in that time, Lana, I must run. I need to get another break, and I'm way behind schedule. Thank you so much.
You
have
bet. A great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Chuck and Verna and others, I will be right with you. Hang with me, please. Folks, my book, the special offer on Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, my brand new book, that special offer is just about ready to go away. Tomorrow night at 5 will be the end of that special offer, where you can save almost $10 on my magazine, Neil Spray's Gardens Magazine, in its 29th year. Now, the book is brand new, and the magazine is 29 years old, best regional gardening magazine in the United States. It has been given that designation. And you can get it for $14 instead of $23.95 if you buy it with the book today before 11 or tomorrow during business hours at my office, 8:30 till 5. And that's the opportunity you have for the book and the magazine together. The book is Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published it. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. If you go into a store and look for a copy of a book with my name, you'll see the old book with the cowboy boots on the cover. That one's 23 years old, and it is hopelessly out of date compared to this one. This one has about 3 times as much information, 840 of my photographs. It has 25 multi-page charts to make choosing plants much more easy for you, much easier for you. It also has 334 pages, huge amount of information, all the facts you need to garden successfully in Texas. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is only $28.95, regular $32.95, so it's on sale, and the magazine's on sale. Both of them together for $42.95 would have been $56.90. So that is a deal for you. $42.95 for book and magazine, or $28.95 book alone, $7 tax and postage on either offer. But you must call before 11 today, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. That's 1-800-752-GROW. You can order anytime today, tonight, or tomorrow until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And that's at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Order now.
This is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers. Garden and koi ponds are the focal point of the best landscapes. The water lilies and lotus are blooming and new fish have arrived. So come to Dixon Brothers and get some of the most beautiful aquatic plants for your pond. Water features are so relaxing and enjoyable. Dixon Brothers works with water and has amazing displays of fountains, disappearing water features, ponds, and water gardens to inspire you. Visit the 20,000 square foot showroom and see these displays. Ask the fine people at Dixon Brothers how you can make a water feature at your home. Then you can sit back and enjoy that soothing sound of a waterfall, or relax and watch the light sparkle off the water of a decorative urn after a hard day's work. Happiness lives at Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. That's D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced, and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a
time, Serenity. Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. And the school just about ready to start at Serenity High, serenityhigh.org. And we love our school. We have a chance to volunteer and help at Serenity High, and there's one of the most fulfilling things I've ever been involved with. So these are great kids who made some bad decisions and who deserve a chance to prove that they are the great kids we thought they could be. Let me tell you right now about Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney and joint pain. Joint pain is not a lot of fun. Arthritis is a change in the joint that involves a decrease or absence of the cartilage. It protects the surface of your bones. Cartilage normally protects the joint, allowing for smooth and pain-free movement. But if you're experiencing pain in your knees and hips when you walk, consider attending a free joint pain seminar presented by an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano or Baylor Medical Center at McKinney. If you'd like to register, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR or visit BaylorHealth.com. I don't know when this seminar is. They can give you those details when you call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. Please do call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. BaylorHealth.com. Folks, we'll be back right after the news.